I tell you, saints, when you go on for God and you allow circumstances in life to plow up your heart and you're sitting there, you're crying, but you just give God the glory for it, somehow you don't understand, and if you did, He would not be infinite. That's what makes God God, because we can't understand what He does. He works on the infinite side, and we're finite. But when we do that and He puts new truths in our heart, then the Word of God is made alive to us. Amen. Ramasataya. But when you back up on God and you do your own thing, I don't blame people for not continuing to come. You're going to have to plow through. You know why? Because God will put over my voice an obscurity blanket. You won't know what I'm talking about. You'll sit there and just, sounds good. But what is He talking about? But when you go on for God and you allow the bullock, Jesus Christ, to plow up your heart in circumstances of life, amen, and open up your heart, so when He puts those new truths there, amen, the Word of God will be made alive to you. That's the truth. I had to get down and repent. I was trying to study. Last night, I believe it was. And I couldn't get anything. It was just so obscure. And I thought, I felt I got to repent. There's just something eating in me, gnawing in me that I haven't repented about. And I just couldn't. It was just so obscure. It was just like confusion to me. And so I got down and I just allowed the Lord, amen, to open up my heart. And I saw new layers of anger and went back to the past and circumstances of life. And on and on and on and on it went until I finally repented to where my heart was open up to where He could drop new seeds of truth in my life. Then when I went back to my study and I sat down, I got my mind blown. I couldn't believe it. Amen. Also, reins have to do, remember I was talking to you about reins or kidneys. That has to do, remember we were talking about the nephesh soul and the neshama soul. And the Nadiba soul, amen, your Nadiba soul is your rational soul, which is your kidneys, amen, hallelujah. Thank you, wonderful Jesus. God calls it the reins, R-E-I-N-S, in His word. Our rational soul is like a pair of scales, amen. And in the Hebrew, that word reins means forgiveness. Wow. Forgiveness. And your scales won't be in balance if you're unforgiving. And you've gone through a lot of circumstances where people have done you bad and wrong. And your scales are not quite balanced. Amen. And your kidneys won't be quite clean. Your reins, amen, won't be in right order unless you forgive. And you've got to get down and do some business. Amen. Reins, kidneys, forgiveness. Amen. So how do you do that? I told you this morning that you keep your scales balanced, and you keep them, amen, your rational soul, hallelujah, you keep it clean, you keep it balanced, amen, through the truth, putting the truth in your scales. Don't sit there and let the dragon whisper in one ear and you let it come right out your mouth. And when you start confessing wrong things, well, I don't think I can make it, I don't feel, I can't, what you're doing, you're putting untruth in your rational soul. Then you become irrational. And people can't even rationalize with you. You say, well, look, man, you're going to miss the city. I don't know about that. You've put so much junk inside your Nadiba soul, your rational soul, that you can't even see straight. You're cross-eyed, as it were. And your rational scales and your rational soul is so off balance that people can't reason with you. They can't sit down with you and say, look, man, look what you're giving up. You're giving up all of eternity. It's like, I don't see that. I don't know. Just totally irrational. You've got to put the truth in your scales to be balanced. Amen. You've got to continue to put, amen, the truth, hallelujah, in your rational soul so that you can reason this thing out sometimes. So you can reason with God. He said, come now, let us reason together. Amen. But when we can't be rational about it, saints, then we become irrational. And I was telling them on this Sunday's program, you know, God has these qualities. He's a rational God. And because he's a rational God, we have reason. Amen. That we can reason with God. We can reason these things out. You can stop. And if you've got truth in your rational soul, you can sit back and you can look all the way around the board and you say, it's a reasonable, amen, to go on for God. It makes a lot of sense to go on for God. I reason that this is the right way. Amen. But man, like I was saying, has become so irrational that his scales, his nadibah soul, are so off balance, amen, he's in constant pursuit for sense gratification. And as a result, we're on the brink of a nuclear war in our society. Our social, structure is just falling apart on every side. Amen. Oh, my. Are you getting something out of this tonight? I don't know where I've hit you the most, but I tell you what, saints, go on for God. You don't live to yourself. You don't die to yourself. Amen. And if you don't keep the truth in your rational soul, like I said earlier this morning, you will drown, amen, in your own mental poison. Don't confess that you can't. Amen. Don't say God is not going to do this. God won't do this for me. That's not the truth. And you know what? The more you do it, the more disoriented you become. And you can become so disoriented spiritually, amen, like Sister Rix, many times she has used this as an example, as a pilot. Amen. They get so disoriented in their mind that they think they're going up and they're going down. You know, they think they're going up, but they're going down. There's a word for that. There's a name. It's called something. I know the gyroscope is all messed up. But anyway, they become so disoriented, they think they're going up, when, you know. They think they're seeking life when they're really seeking death. Oh, praise God, hallelujah, thank you, wonderful Jesus, amen. You know, Adam had to make the choice in the beginning, amen. He had to make the choice in the beginning. Eve was deceived by the serpent, and she partook of the forbidden fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Then Adam sat there, and you know what happened? He had to make a decision. Well, it's either this paradise or my wife. Huh? He said, it's either, he looked around, don't you know, he looked around and he said, now, it's either this paradise or it's my wife. And you know what? I've watched many, amen, trade paradise for their wife or their husband. I've seen their husband backslide, and they've kind of was in that little garden of decision. Amen. They've looked around and said, new city, paradise, all that I've heard throughout the years are my wife. And they've gone to their wife. And you know what happened? God took them out of paradise. And you know what? All I hear is evil reports all the time from those people. You know, yeah, I say evil reports in the sense that they're really going down. You need to pray for them if you know who I'm talking about. You may lose your wife. You may lose your husband. You may lose your kids. Jesus promised that you might. Now, amen, if you don't expect that, then why are you even here? Why are you even here? You know, have you read your Bible? Have you read where Jesus said that, I come and I bring not peace. I bring a sword. I come and I bring division to come and set at variance a son against his father and a father against his son, a mother against daughter and daughter against mother, brother against sister, sister against brother. He said, you may have to lose a wife. You may have to suffer divorce. You may have to suffer separation. You may have to suffer. Amen. You may. He didn't say you would. Every time he said you might be prepared for that. Don't be like stupid Adam. He sat there. He had the chance. He wasn't deceived. The Bible said, amen, that Eve was deceived. But Adam was not deceived. He was in the valley of decision. And he looked at his wife. And he looked at paradise and all that God had promised him. And he said, I'll take my wife. And God removed them out of paradise. And once you get out of paradise, it's not that easy getting back in. Because there's a male and there's a female angel, there to protect the way of life. And it's not that easy to get back in. You got to be cut into smithereens. I told you that. I mean, if backsliders came in, which that's fine, I love them. Ones who started out with us, if they came in, it'd be almost a miracle if they made it, because everything I'd say would slice them so hard. They'd think, man, you know, this guy's attacking me. I can't even get in without him attacking. I preach the truth, that's all. Whether they're here or not, you hear it. And if they go to any other Christ Gospel church, they're going to hear it. The two-edged sword, that male and female angel is going to stand there, and they're going to be slicing away. Now, they can get back in if they're willing to become a bullock and give their life to the knife of the sanctuary. But how many do? How many do? So go on for God, saints. There's so much to say here, but it's 9:40, and I'm going past my time here. Brother George, quickly get up here, and I'll thank God for the word with y'all, and then you just go into the Hebrew.
Well, I guess if I don't tell you this, in the future, I think I'll be the one to suffer. I know I will. This will protect. Now, I'm going to let you go here. Hold on a second. I got to tell you this. And after I tell you this, then we'll know. See, what it is, we've entered a place as a church, and I think this is hilarious, but we've entered a place as a church to where we're going to start suffering for one another. Now, I don't like that. Of course, I do that all the time. But a lot of people in here have never had to suffer for anybody else, namely their spiritual brothers and sisters. But